Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and today we're very fortunate to have with us an extremely successful high-end affiliate marketer. His name is Josh Peek from JoshPeek.com, and Josh has actually developed a very interesting business model because he is a professional affiliate marketer, but not for your average $20, $30, $100 programs. Josh specializes in high-end affiliate programs, and when we're talking about high-end, we're talking about programs that run anywhere in the range of $4,000 to $10,000. So it's a little bit of a different aspect or a little different way of doing business than it would be for marketing your low-end affiliate products. It could be up to about $100 or so. So Josh has agreed to let me pick his brain for a while and basically give us a run-through of how he works his business and how he's able to actually get people signed up to his affiliate programs whenever they cost, the dollar figures that we're looking at, the $4,000 to $10,000. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for being with us today, Josh.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate being here.
I appreciate your time. First of all, maybe you can start off by telling us a bit about yourself and a bit about your business.
Okay, well, a little bit about me first. I'm 27 years old. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the U.S. I have I've been married for now over 8 years, and have three children. Two are twins. We just had in August 5th, and so very, very busy now. And we do a lot of affiliate marketing and not as much network marketing anymore, but more affiliate marketing and direct response. And so I've been in the industry since late 2000. And so this is basically what I've done professionally since I got out of college, and I love what I do. It's definitely a great industry to be in, but there's also some tricks of the trade, so anyway.
Excellent. No, that sounds cool. Now, how did you end up you just came out of college. What did you graduate from?
Well, I graduated from Oklahoma State University the Oklahoma State University campus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I graduated with a degree in marketing, a bachelor's degree in marketing with emphasis on promotions and advertising. So that's exactly it's really what I'm doing. I do a lot of advertising and promotions, and it's direct response. And how I got introduced to the industry, I guess is probably the question, is that I came out of college. I had started a job in the traditional corporate world and was a management trainee for a large company here in the States that does electrical distribution, and they were going to groom me to actually lead the company. And so, but what I saw was I saw the management, what they were doing, and the salaries they were making, and then I have a good friend who was in the outside sales, and the guy was making 3-4 times what some of the management was making. Which was very interesting. Really, how does this work? So, and I had always been raised by parents who were blue collar, were not entrepreneurs, free enterprise type of people. So that always intrigued. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, but never raised in that environment. And then just been really blessed to be put around great people. That it went back from my college days. I wrestled in college on a scholarship. And I've just been put around really driven individuals, and then in business it kind of went the same way. I think it's always the law of attraction. But I saw these guys out here making this kind of money, and I thought, well, that's the area I want to go into. And there really wasn't any openings, and the management position was going to move me to a state outside of where I live, and didn't really want to make that move. So took another job, and it was sort of the same thing. I mean, it was just corporate America. My time was, I was there. I didn't get to spend time with my wife. There was no time freedom. And the salary was it was terrible compared to what I knew I could make on my own. So there's a guy here in Tulsa that has a promotions company, and I said, I know you need marketing people. I know you do good marketing, so I'd love to be, I'd love to market for you guys. And he said, well, I'd love to have you, but I'm in this multi-level marketing company. And if you really want to make a lot of money, there's this guy, he used to be a professional wrestler and had his own promotions company. He's in network marketing, and he's my upline. And I want to introduce you to him. And I thought, oh, God, I know a little bit about network marketing, but the sales part intrigued me. So so I sat down with him, and the rest is history. He just showed me how to leverage my time and how to make money, and the kind of money we can make in network marketing. I thought, man, I said, let's just go for this. And so that's where I got my start, network marketing.
Wow. So then did you just quit your corporate America job and jump right in network marketing?
I did. I was insane. I did it. I just told my wife. I said, she owned her own salon.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we're going to make a lot of money. We're going to get multi-level marketing. We have no list. We don't really have a warm market, so to speak, of business people, of people who can make it happen. And we're going to jump right into multi-level marketing. And she said, well, then let's do it if you think you can do it. And so I've always had a wife who's been very supportive, which is, I think, one of the... I'd have to say it's one of the top two things that you really need to be successful. If you're married, you really have to have someone behind you that, well, it makes it easier, obviously. And so, yeah, I just jumped right into it and didn't have a whole lot of success at the beginning. It was a tough go. I watched him, and we got in at the same time, and he's 60 years old, knows more contacts than anyone I've ever known.
Yeah.
And then just explodes, and I'm sitting there going about a snail's pace compared to that, and couldn't realize what was going on. And then so I worked hard networking and masterminding and developing new relationships with people in the industry, and everything that he had taught in traditional network marketing taught, I thought, is flawed. I've been taught in 2001, a year after I started. He was a Fortune 100 consultant here in Tulsa named Jeff McGee, and he said he worked with Fortune 100 companies all over the country and worldwide, and said, you need a funded proposal, man. He said, you need to develop a list. You need to have something on the front end that can develop you leads where you can back end them into your primary business. I was like, say what? I didn't understand anything of that. And so, so we struggled for 3 or 4 or 5 years until now. I mean, we've made money in other businesses. I mean, we eventually left that company and went to a higher ticket product. And I'd had a lot of contacts that came in with me in these businesses. And so we went from zero to hero, really. I mean, we went from making nothing to making, a phenomenal income. And that's probably what we'll talk about a little bit more, I'm sure, is high-ticket items. But it was a big jump for me. But then it came back. I met Joe Schroeder, and he talked about building list brand. I've always been a huge advocate of branding yourself, because you're either branding yourself or you're branding another company or person,
mm-hmm.
kind of like the corporate America. And so he showed me this, and I thought, this is what I've been looking for all along. But I've been shown this in 2001, and I told for 5 years that I told this guy he was nuts. and come to find out, he was right. And that's what we're that's basically our project. That's what we're working on. We're teaching network marketers how to develop a list and a database, how to bring people into your business that have said no to you many times before. They'll buy other things from you. We're teaching people how to market what 100% of the industry needs, and we'll buy.
So what do you mean? You mentioned just a couple of minutes ago a funded proposal.
A funded proposal is obviously, when someone, when you're in a network marketing company, your eggs are in one basket, so to speak. This is where guys at an Amway were making, well, these gurus, so to speak, in multi-level marketing, were making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. Joined Amway or joined one of these companies and or whatever the multi-level marketing, put their eggs in one basket. And I think that's what killed a lot of people. And what happens is a funded proposal means that, you have something on the front end, meaning you may have a free giveaway that leads to a course, that leads to a more expensive course, that leads to a more expensive course. And you're marketing this to people in the industry. So when you're marketing your courses or whatever your what we call funded proposal is, that money you generate will obviously, from what we're doing on the standpoint, it covers our advertising plus gives us an income. But at least it covers your advertising up front. Now, you take that person, drop them down into a couple residual programs, tools that they need, whether it's leads or an autoresponder or whatever, and now you've got 2 or 3 or 4 different residual incomes coming in. And you haven't even talked about dropping that person, or I don't mean that, but bringing that person into your into your primary business. So you've created all these incomes, and they haven't even heard about your primary business yet. And that's very powerful. That's totally the opposite of what this industry is teaching. They teach to stay focused on what you're selling, and but not to have a funded proposal, nothing more than just what you're marketing. And if people say no to you, well, then they say no to you, and that's the end of it. And so you're just walking around with an application in your hand. And what we're teaching people is you're going to make more money probably on people who said no, Josh, I'm not interested in Amway, or I'm not interested in whatever it is that you're marketing, okay? And so then we take that person, and now our new thing is, well, then would you be interested in joining a business or marketing a business that you can market that 100% of this industry, network marketing, multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, they would want. They would want these tools, education, training, and coaching. Them are the things that never go out of style. Well, yeah, let me look at it, because it's not some product, you know. It's not some juice or whatever.
Yep.
And so now you've got someone who said yes to you. They're interested in what you're doing. And then, by the way, would you be interested in an autoresponder, because you definitely need that? Yeah. So you're making another income. Are you interested in leads, because that keeps your pipeline going? Yeah. So you've now, off the person who told you no, now you're making three or four or five different residual incomes on. It's very powerful.
So your funded proposal then starts off with people who said no to your primary business. Is that right?
That's one group of people. Like, I have a guy who now earns over $25,000 a week with the company. It's a high-ticket product or a high-ticket company. And what happens is that he said no, that I wasn't interested in my multi-level $32 thing that I was marketing him. And so at this time he's making about $50,000 a month, but now he's making more than $25,000 a week now, which is huge money. And so I brought in Joe Schroeder's program, and I said, look, Michael, your problem is this. People are telling you no. They're telling you no, and so then you don't have anything to put them in. And my question is how much money are you making on people that have told you no in the past? And he didn't know how to answer. He said, well, obviously I'm not making anything off of them. Well, why don't you teach them people, why don't you have something that they would be interested in? Say, a course in learning how to build a database, a course in learning how to build a home business the right way. And he said, well, how, you know, so he wanted to know how it was built the right way. And then he bought the courses for me himself, and he's now marketing them to people who told him no. So he's making a ton of money on people who told him no because they're buying the courses. And then what happens is down the road they say, hey, we've developed a relationship. We've developed credibility because we're now working together. What was that big ticket product you were selling me like 3 months ago?
Right, okay.
And then bingo.
So the real key here is really your funded proposal where you stair-step them up into your higher-end affiliate product.
Exactly. So that's the way I do it. There's so many ways of doing that, but traditionally I think it's duplicatable. And I try not to use that word a lot because it's so overused in our industry, because I don't think anything's duplicatable really in the industry. I mean, it's, you know, the only thing that's duplicatable is for most people is hard work, and most people aren't willing to do that. And so what it comes down to is you need to really have something that's duplicatable. You need to have a system that we have a postcard system that we do a lot of offline stuff that pulls people to our lead capture pages, brings them into the funded proposal, and we stair-step them from that process. Well, anyone can do that. We teach people who've never even been in this industry to do that. And what happens is they're attracting network marketers who want to buy these courses because they want to learn how to build a database and a list. You have a newbie who's green, never even enrolled a person. I mean, in fact, I have a guy who's been in the industry for a little while, never enrolled a person. I mean, maybe he's no one.
Wow.
And he did my postcard program, marketing our funded proposal, the Joe Schroeder system, send a postcard out to 100 leads and had 28 opt-ins. And out of the 28 opt-ins, he's had 17 sells, which I don't think would be normal. But this is a guy who's never made any money, and then in 1 week he made just over $1,200.
Wow.
That's huge for a guy like that. Or it's huge for anybody, but especially a guy who's never made money before. And in the process, he had a guy that he brought in, or that bought one of his courses, and now is in his database that has over 2,000 people in a downline with another company. So you're looking at a guy who's never enrolled a person, now has a guy in his database who's buying from him that has over 2,000 people in a downline.
Fantastic.
That's huge.
So you basically, you've got a free report or something that points people to an ebook or something, or you know, that type of a product that's maybe $20 or so, that points them to a $50 product, that points them to a $100 product, and works them up that way. Is that how it goes?
Exactly.
So how do you end up then? You keep pointing them towards your kind of your final high ticket item affiliate program. How did you go about actually choosing which affiliate program is going to be your high end item? How did you figure out which one to offer?
Well, I offer two of them, and because they're two totally different demographics, they're going to be interested in one or the other. And I found one. The first one I found is a solid company. It's a Christian-based company. I knew there's a big demographic there that would be interested in, but I believed in the wealth-building education and the people behind the program. Did my research and had actually known a couple of these guys who own the. One of the guys is a top earner, which happens to be a guy that came out of one of my downlines. And the other guy who owns the company, I had done a lot of research on him and spent a lot of time with him before I'd spent, made the investment. And I had a criteria that I wanted to meet, and he pretty much did for the most part. And we've been very successful with that company. The other company, it came to me by accident, really. Well, I say that, not really by accident. I've been recruited by like tons of people about this program, and finally a guy that I'm real good friends with said, "Sure, I want you to come in this business." I said, "Well, yeah, okay." The problem, the whole thing was that I didn't want to pay that money to get in because I didn't quite believe in the company. So he actually paid my way in, and then I had a girl that we qualified. So I was instantly qualified in this company. The more and more I looked into it, though. Because I really did, and she was a girl approaching me on if I wanted to join the company, and so she joined in my business, obviously qualified me, and them two really went off and just started hitting it hard and did very well in the business. I didn't really build it, so to speak, at the very beginning, and I started really researching it more and more, and I thought, my gosh, I'm in something golden here. They have a team of leaders that actually call the people for you and close your sales. All you do is advertise and run the people to them. Well, what happens was the people that I was enrolling, we've made a very good income with the company, thousands upon thousands, but the people didn't have a system on how to build it. It was the same old thing. They didn't know where to advertise. They didn't know anything to do about it. So what we did, we took them back to our system, the Joe Schroeder program, and we taught them how to build a database, how to build a list, how to take them people to back them into this high-ticket item. So it really doesn't matter what angle you come from. There's a no-lose situation. If they come from the high-ticket first, then you can back them into you have a system to teach them how to build a business. If they come through the funded proposal, then you back them into the high-ticket. So it's universal.
That's fantastic. So it's a lot of cross-promotion between everything.
It is. It is.
But it's
stuff they need. It's not like a vitamin here that competes with a vitamin there or anything. It's actual tools that they're going to use and they need.
That's cool. So how do you end up getting, you've got the system in place. You've got the funded proposal right up to your final affiliate program to get them into. How do you get people into your funnel, into the very first part? You've got to be doing some advertising or marketing somehow.
Sure. There's two ways that I'm doing it. And I'm honest. That's what you'll get from me is that I'm not some guy says I just started from zero and went all the way. Through them years of network marketing, I developed a contact list. And so that was my first sole way of getting people was to go back through the existing database I had. I was smart enough to keep some of them in a database and just went back and said, look, you guys, if you're in multi-level marketing and you don't have these courses, you're not building a database or list. You're basically wasting one more day of your life building this company. You're living a lie, so to speak, because they're telling you stuff that really doesn't work, and it's really not working for you guys. They come back and they checked it out, and they're like, I wish we'd had this 5-10 years ago, because now we know how to build. We know how to do what Donald Trump does. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has a funded proposal. Tony Robbins has a funded proposal. Robert Kiyosaki has a funded proposal. The big guys, they have a funded proposal. They have a free something that leads you to a course, that leads you to a bigger course, that leads you to a bigger course, and on and on and on. So no matter where you're at in their sandbox, you're going to spend money and they're going to make money.
Right.
So that was my first way of getting people. The second way is I've always done easy in advertising, and it's amazing. Everybody's out there pitching a program, but no one is really the right way. No one's pitching or selling and marketing courses that teach people how to build a database, how to have zero attrition. I mean, how to literally take your attrition down to zero because they want to stay in because they got a good system. No one's marketing, you know, training, coaching, and tools. They're all marketing, you know, this high ticket product, and they're marketing this or that. I'm not really marketing my high ticket product so much anymore. It's more of, if I market the system, I will find the people I need to back into that. So easing is the second way. The third way is I'm doing an offline program. The tools that, one of the tools I have is a lead program. So I take the leads. I don't cold call them and do all the stuff that everybody teaches. That just doesn't work. I actually leave a message for the people, and I'll talk to them, but I'm not pitching them. I'm just saying there's a postcard on the way to you. And it's going to teach you how to build a couple $100,000 residual income business. But I'm not going to be, you know, I just leave them with that thought. And if you need me, call me at this number or whatever else, email me. And then I'll follow up with an email. So I have an offline system that drives them to my lead capture pages, puts them in my database. Joe Schroeder's content keeps them. And then within that content is woven my affiliate products and everything else. So they're buying. It's tied to PayPal, and it's just, and I get sales every morning.
Fantastic. That's a nice thing to wake up to.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because I never had that in networking. I had, you know, one check a month coming, and you hope to God it didn't go down any.
Yeah.
You hope your attrition wasn't that bad. And it was just a mess. My eggs weren't all in one basket. It's a good feeling to know that you have, number one, tools that everybody needs. They're going to buy them. And even this is the biggest strong point part of the call, is that even when they leave me, I'm still making money. I mean, even when they leave my program, they say, I'm not interested in doing this program anymore. I want to go over here to XYZ MLM.
Mm-hmm.
They jump ship. I mean, a lot of, you have your 3%ers are the people, you know, like Terry Telford, Josh Peek, Joe Schroeder, and these guys who can go out and they understand how to make it happen. They understand some of the internet. They have an appreciation for different aspects, and they can make it happen no matter what and whatever it is. You have your 70%ers who jump from ship to ship to ship. I mean, they jump companies and then another company, and there's a market there. Sell them the tools, and then let them go jump ship to ship to ship. But they're still going to need leads, and they're still going to need an autoresponder.
So even if they leave your main affiliate program, then you're still making money on them because of all the other lead generation and the rest of the system, that they're still connected to you through that
exactly.
system.
Exactly. Exactly. So they may leave me in one thing, but I'm making money on them somewhere. That's not attrition. Attrition means when they leave you and you never make a dime again.
Right.
See, I mean, when you leave, there's some people that's actually done this before, but this is generic, and we finally brought it to a way. I mean, a lot of people are trying to emulate this. You go on the internet, and you type Joe Schroeder in Google, and you see people trying to, they've actually stolen some of his copy, started a system kind of like his, but what they didn't figure out was they don't have the relationships, the content, and everything else that he does, and so they're not creating any residuals inside. They think a funded proposal is just a simple ebook that creates you a lead to back into your MLM. That's not a funded proposal.
Right.
A funded proposal is when you make 3, 4, 5 times on courses, then that leads into a couple 3 or 4 residual incomes, then leads into whatever your primary business is. So we have the, you know, you can emulate it, but you can't duplicate it. And that's what a lot of people out there are trying to do. And so, yeah, I mean, Trump, Oprah Winfrey, they all do it. You know, these guys know how to give that free, Oprah gives a free, a free at 4 o'clock here in the States. She has her show. Then you go buy the O magazine. Then you say, well, heck, I'm going to go ahead and be a subscriber. She makes residuals. And then you go buy, you know, Tuesdays by Maury or whatever book that she promotes, and she makes a commission there too. So no matter where you go inside of her sandbox, she's going to make money on you. And people are like, how did this lady become a billionaire? People still don't know how she became. They think that she just made all her money being on air. They don't really realize she had tools and she had books and she had programs that she was making residuals on every single month. That's how the lady became a billionaire. And so no matter when you leave her, she's still making money somewhere. You can, I mean, turn her show off, but you're still buying her magazine.
No, that's great. So what, as far as marketing then, you have the contacts that you originally had. You have Easy in Advertising. You're doing some postcards, you said?
I am doing some postcards. That's been one of, that has been, besides, that's been my most profitable area is doing a postcard system. That's how my guy, the guy that I was telling you about, made over, well, just a little over $1,200 in 1 week doing a postcard system. He works a full-time job, and he had opt-ins, and he just was beside himself. He never had opt-ins, you know. And I thought, well, just wait, because, you know, obviously they got to run their course and buy. Well, then they were buying courses from him and then joining the lead program. He was just getting emails about how people were joining. He was like, this is crazy, Josh. I'm like,
is this system automated then? I mean, people come into the opt-in system, they get the free e-book, and then from the e-book then they automatically go and buy the next product? Or is this something where he has to call them or direct them?